This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have men claiming they can get pregnant. No, Ye has not lost his mind. You have. We have now open sex trafficking happening at the southern border, and the White House forcing Border Patrol to be the final ushers in of the unaccompanied youths to their pimps. No, Ye has not lost his mind. We all have for this going on. Now, when Ye talks about wearing the White Lives Matter shirt, and really this is what we're doing here today, too, is culture jamming. That's what we're doing. Oh, you can wear a Black Lives Matter shirt, but you can't wear a White Lives Matter shirt. We're ramming their own culture down their throat, and we're finding out that they don't like it. Same thing with this interview today. We believe in free speech, whether we agree with what each other are saying or not. We believe in their right to say
it. It's an exercise of us showing we're here, we have our own platform, and the Internet, number one story, hands down, in the world right now is this broadcast because people want free speech. Great point. 60-second closing comment, Owen. Then Nick Fuentes, then Ali Alexander, then Ye.
Well, I would say I don't think the story here with Ye should be about anti-Semitism or Nazis or any of that. To me, the human interest story
is, though. They're fine.
But yay, think about what you can do with your platform right now, because they want to make that the issue. Most people say,
the
whole world. I'm talking about everybody watching this right now.
That's fine.
We want yay to expose the corruption, the secrets, the societies like you've been doing. We want yay to pull the curtain back on Hollywood, pull the curtain back on Balenciaga, pull the curtain back on all of this stuff.
None of it's sacrosanct. Everybody should be able to criticize.
I'll cover the rest of my comments later today on the War Room. I got a lot. I want to make sure Ali gets a final comment here before Ye leaves.
Here's one more question the crew had. What about your personal training saying, your personal trainer saying, we'll put you in a, it turned out he was in secret government operations and mind control in Canada, admitted it. Him saying, I'll put you in a mental institution for life if you don't shut up. I mean, I get why you're pissed. You're not going to be dominated.
Exactly. You know, I've expressed myself, and I've expressed myself calmly, and no one's scared anymore. You guys have beat me to a pulp, but I'm still alive. And now I'm not afraid. You can't threaten me. You could call me crazy. You could take the money. You could take all the supermodels. And don't take the supermodels. Don't take the supermodels!
Hey, sometimes a waitress is better than a supermodel.
So, but Jesus is King, and I love everyone. This is love speech, Ari. This is love speech in Jesus' name, the real King of Israel, Jesus Christ. This is love speech. I love Jewish people. I love supermodels. Wait a second. Let's see what Netanyahu loves.
You love Nick Fuentes, maybe Hitler.
I'm Netanyahu. I ain't never had a supermodel.
Yeah, could tell.
All right, well, you're going to leave here in a few minutes, and you're going to think, gosh, I wish I would have said that. So what do you wish you would have said?
I think I said a lot. You know, I think I said, pretty good.
Did you retweet out a little signed picture?
Yes, I did, sir.
All right, Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. Whoever's staying behind is going to be here and be on air. We're going to unpack all this, obviously, and cover it and, you know, get into every issue. But, yeah, do you think humanity survives? What do you make of the mark of the beast, the forced COVID inoculations?
I mean, this is a wave in the right direction.
Why did you think you were able to do 3 hours here? You just did 3 hours, 3 minutes, by the way. You had 3 hours, 3 minutes. Why were you able to stay here but not with Tim Pool?
Because Tim Pool got the call from those boys 10 minutes before I got there and said, flag this and flag that. Also, Tim Pool is the NPC, you know, and you're a real human being. So no one's ever heard of Tim Pool. You know, you're the legend that is Alex Jones, and you were fighting on the front line. And now we're here with you. You got some other superheroes, part of the Avenger movie, fighting for Christ and free speech.
And I called it. I said, what is this, a superhero thing with the mask? He said, yeah, but don't say it. They'll figure it out. But I was saying, yeah, I'm Lex Luthor. What is the new Ye superhero we're talking about?
It's someone in service to Jesus Christ, not into his own ego. and that I have my rights. You know, I had the right to wear a mask for the entire. I had the right to wear a super, super, super fresh jacket. You know, I had the right to tell God.
Christmas 2022 is almost here. And we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Open Turmeric Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus the book, The Great Reset in the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more, at InfoWarsStore.com, and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait, take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
He said, they dropped that nigga. And as my friend, I've never dropped a rap bar ever saying anything on a Jewish platform dissing my friend Dave Chappelle. And I have an issue with it. And you could tell Big Country I got an issue. That's the security. You could tell all of you could tell Corey Smith he don't deserve to wear gold teeth.
What do you well, Dave early was like you.
Nick. To you. What do you have to say about Corey Smith's gold teeth?
Real quick, 10 years ago, he was like, there's a mafia. They came to me and said, what I got to do? He ran off to Africa. Now he's kind of come back. Did he sell out?
He didn't sell out. He sold out a little bit because he denounced the king. You know what I'm saying? He denounced me. I'm the one fighting on the front line. And no black person is to say nothing bad about me in public unless they a puppet. Period. I put my life on the line. And then afterwards, they're going to talk about it. If anything happens to me, everyone's going to be like, oh, he was the greatest. He was the greatest. Everybody shut up. Everybody shut up. Go home to your scared little bins and your scared little town home and your scared little movie contracts and shut up. Don't talk to me about nothing, bro.
Well, what do you think of Ice Cube? That he lost 9 or 7 million, whatever it was, because he wouldn't take the shot. I respect that.
Yeah, I respect Cube, but he's got to play his position. It's like, you know, it's fine. I wanted Cube to come in and help us with the politics because he's one of the only people that was brave enough to talk.
He's definitely for real.
Yeah, he's an engineer. He's an architect and engineer by trade. And then he dropped out to do entertainment. Guys, hey, everybody, stop. All engineers, we need our engineers back. We need our architects back. We need our doctors back. Stop with the photos on Instagram. Stop with all the entertainment. 21 Savage owns a bank. We have brilliant people that are inside of...
By the way, I want to say the future, we're very close with some folks to actually having a bank. It's funny you bring that up. A bank and internet processing for Patriots. That's the future, is not trying to fix Twitter or fix any of it, building our own system.
I mean, the future is the past also, because as soon as you got the internet, all these things, the data can be copied by China, by these banks.
Yeah, you don't really own your data if it's on the cloud. So this is the last question. Yeah. I know Louis Farrakhan. I've interviewed him. I agree with like 95% of what he says. Some things I don't agree with. But the point is, I think he cares about people. He's a real guy, and he's nothing compared to the left saying all whites are devils and criminals. So they're way more racist than he is. But I get, you know, what he's been saying. You kind of got mad at him and said, hey, don't disrespect me with my billions they just stole, because he said, hey, maybe it was never yours. I think his point is what you just made. If they can grab it out of your account, it's never yours. Unless it's your farm, your people, your kids, your thing, it's not yours. I don't think he was dissing your success. I think he was saying, was it ever yours to begin with? They can take it.
Our life is not ours. It's God's.
So now you get what he was saying.
I talked to the minister.
So good. So you're not mad at him now.
I'm not mad at anyone. I'm not mad at Ari Emanuel.
Well, if it's not off record, tell us about the conversation.
On record, Ari Emanuel, if you need me and your wife to step into a private room and have me work on her clothing line, I'm here.
But seriously, so you were a little mad at Farrakhan. You had a talk. How'd that go?
It's going to be all Christian, Ari. Rom. Don't worry. It's going to be all Christian, Rom.
You are something else. Look, you look really friendly and nice, but with that mask, you look evil as hell. Let me just say this in closing. I've done a lot of study. I think Hitler was a really bad guy, and I repudiate what Hitler did. I understand that the British intelligence set him up and used him.
I like Hitler.
I don't like Hitler. And I know you're trying to be shocking with that.
I'm not trying to be shocking. I like Hitler. I do not. The Holocaust is not what happened. Let's look at the facts of that. And Hitler has a lot of redeeming qualities.
So tell us, you think Hitler was the good guy in World War II?
I think God says man should not kill. We should not have wars, period. None of us should be killing anybody. The Ukraine and the streets of Chicago, all violence should stop. And we should all serve Christ. That's what I feel. And I feel like I love everyone accordingly, from all the way from the Balenciagas to the Hitlers.
Well, let me tell you a story.
Hold on, sir.
Okay.
To Ari Emanuel, to Jamie Dimon, to the people who... What's that?
Got an Amber Alert. Here's what I'm saying.
Wow.
My grandfather would never tell World War II stories. And after he died, we read over his stuff, and he never even told my dad all the stuff he did and everything. But it was all in their letters and commendations. And he told me, he said, kid, I was like 8 years old.
I saw Amber Alerts is when my ex-girlfriend Amber was doing something in the streets. I got Amber.
Before he died, I was like 5 years old. The point was, and I was like, tell me a World War II story. Tell me a World War II story. And he said, okay, well, we came in out of Africa. We came into Italy. He was there 3 years. He said by the time they got to Germany, they went into this death camp, and there were piles of dead bodies 100 feet tall with blackbirds eating people's eyeballs out. All I'm telling you is that just because you hate the globalists, what they're doing, and I get it. Klaus Schwab's grandfather was a Nazi.
Anybody.
There's Nazis above the ADL.
Yeah, but Nazis are, like, kind of cool.
Because you liked their uniforms.
No, these are people. Everyone's a people. I love all people.
So you love the Zionists?
I love this. I said that earlier in the show.
All right. Do you have any comments on Hitler?
Who did Ye say he hated? Ye didn't say he hated anybody. Why isn't anybody listening to him? He said, I love this person. I love the people who are trying to take away my children. I love this person. He never
said. But I don't think we. Listen, I'm just getting it totally clear. But I think Stalin.
Same thing. You did the same thing.
Stalin is horrible. Hitler is horrible. Mao is horrible.
No. I love all of those.
You love Mao Zedong?
Absolutely. Mao brought.
Well, clarify that. You're saying you're like Christ-like. You love everybody.
Yeah.
No matter. You love Jim Jones. You love Jeffrey Dahmer.
Absolutely.
Everybody. Okay, well, let's clarify. I get to.
But he didn't need clarification because he said, I'm starting with the Bible. He's ending with the Bible. And that's what. But they did it to you, Alex, because you had a guy who came here. And you're like, I'll be Satan. I'll be the evil guy. I did Sandy Hook. Remember, you did the same thing that he's doing right now.
All right. Absolutely. Yay. We appreciate you. Anything else you want to add?
Jesus is king. Start with the Bible. Love your children. Love your family. Think about the things that you're doing before you throw stones. Stop the trauma. Stop the generational abuse, the sexual abuse.
I agree. What's next, Ye, in Ye world? What are you going to do next?
Sir, I was still in the middle of it.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I love you. Stop the abuse. Generation, they say abuse goes three generations. Stop the trafficking. Instagram is sex trafficking. The language, I'm going to screw your wife. I'm going to have all that is trafficking. Stop it. Stop the drug usage. Stop the killing. We put the guns down ourselves. We rise up and we show God how strong we are. It's our disobedience to God that got us enslaved. God is on our side, but we have to be on God's side. We have to listen to our Father. We have to listen to God and follow Him, and He will protect us. Look at.
No, but I agree with that. Before we can cast stones, you're saying you love everybody. You don't judge them. It's God to judge. I agree with that statement. And we got to change ourselves and stop pointing our fingers at somebody else.
Exactly.
All right.
And it's to say, hey, I'm going to show you how much Jewish media can't tell me what to say. You like that, Ari? And I'm telling you, we could get a nice private room. Me and your wife can go in and work on the clothing line. I'm really good at it. And it'll be super Christian. Hey, Rom, it's okay.
You got a thing for his wife?
Absolutely not. I would not look at his wife for a second, but I do believe that the clothing line could use some creative improvement.
All right. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. Nick Fuentes. Yay. I don't want to end this if you got more to say. You gotta catch a flight.
Gotta catch a flight.
All right. Hey, yay. I appreciate you coming. I appreciate the First Amendment. And look, he's not taking the mask off. Ye was not here. Incredible impersonator. Wilbert Johnson was the impersonator. Wilbert.
Netton was here, though.
Actually, Benjamin Netanyahu played Kanye West today.
Hey, Netton. What you want? Hey, Ye.
Guys, here are the Justin Trudeau thing and some clips. We're going to come right back and talk to Owen and the rest of the group. Owen, get in here.
Do the last hour with Netanyahu.
All right. This has been incredible. Folks, free shipping. Infowarsstore.com is back. We fighting to stay on air. I'm going to get Yay out of here. I'll be back at InfoWars.com. Share it everywhere. It's forbidden, and I love everybody. First Amendment sacrosanct. You just saw it. It's good to have these debates. It's good to have these open discussions. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead, but I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
You got to come together. Whether you believe in that or not, you got to decide whether you have dominion over yourself.
I believe that the majority of the plain people of the United States will day in and day out make fewer mistakes in governing themselves than any smaller class or body of men, no matter what their training, will make in trying to govern.
And you got to decide whether it's God that's going to have dominion over you, that you get orders from, or whether some other human that's jacked into the evil force.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Well, how did you like that, ladies and gentlemen? And the funny thing is, I saw a lot of haters tuned in. Saw a lot of haters. Haters of free speech, haters of yay, haters of Alex Jones, just haters in general. And you know, whatever you think about yay or Alex or the things that were said in this transmission today, you really ought to check yourself. You really ought to check your priorities, and you really ought to realize that there's something seriously wrong with your mind and your brain if you think the worst thing happening in America today or the planet today is yay and Jones speaking. You're just out of whack. You're just whacked out. You're messed up in the head. And you might say that about yay, but I guess it takes one to know one then, doesn't it? Because if you don't realize that an innocent podcast, oh, you want to say it's extremist? Was it extremist when you lied about hands up, don't shoot, and Ferguson burned to the ground, mainstream media, liberals? Was it extremist when you made George Floyd into a saint, even though we all know the truth about his life and the events that day with the coroner's report? Died from a drug overdose, and you lied about that. And then you had entire cities burning for an entire summer. Was that extreme? No, see, you want to make it okay for you to engage in extremist behavior. You want to make it okay for you to engage in extremist speech. But you don't want anyone else to have that same right, that same privilege. Because what it is not white privilege that we see in America today. No, it's liberal Democrat privilege. You guys are the ones above the law. You guys are the supremacists. Not Nick Fuentes, not Alex Jones, not yay. You. You the liberals. You're the supremacists, you're the bigots, and your behavior today should be another moment for you to have a self-reflection period of your priorities. So let me just get into some points here that I have left over that I didn't get in before the last break there. Because I'm seeing the responses, and most of this is just over the responses to the interview today. Will this be the first interview on the internet to get a trillion views? But for anybody that says, oh, how could Ye say that? That there might have been good Nazis. How could he say something like that? Well, okay, what's the cliche is, I was just doing my job, right? And then we say, oh, that's what the Nazis said? So is the nurse that gave someone a deadly poisonous vaccine a bad person? Is the doctor that gave someone a deadly poisonous vaccine a bad person? Are all the people on TV that promoted the COVID-19 vaccine that has not been safe or effective, are they all bad people? Were they just doing their job? I'm just looking for some logical consistencies here. Is that too much to ask? Is that too much to ask? Then you have the whole issue of the culture jamming, which you guys miss every time, and you still don't understand, and that's all that happened today was culture jamming. We took a controversial guest, I guess multiple controversial guests, on a controversial show and engaged in free speech, totally legal, totally lawful, totally classical liberal. And look at how you squirmed, look at how you panicked, look at how you freaked out, look at how you're foaming at the mouth and reeling over it. Just like you did when Ye wore a White Lives Matter shirt. Just like you do when Alex Stein goes to an event and culture jams your culture down your throat. Just like you do when I would show up at a Trump rally with an InfoWars mic flag and have 5,000 people screaming and gnashing their teeth and spitting and throwing things at me. Who are the real extremists? Who are the real intolerant bigots? You think Kanye West is making himself look bad. All Ye is doing is speaking. You're the ones making yourselves look bad with your double standards, with your liberal Democrat supremacy, and with your lack of logic and approach to these issues. And that's how you know it's not logic. It's propaganda. And there was a funny moment there where people were taking Ye's Twitter account and tweeting from Ye's Twitter account. And I was kind of like, well, this is kind of goofy. This is kind of funny. But then I realized that there's a realness to this because everyone else was banned. Nobody else has access to Twitter except Ye. Fuentes, banned. Alexander, banned. Jones, banned. Owen Schroyer, myself, banned. So how funny is that? Literally, he was the only one we could even have in studio for this interview with this group of people that had a Twitter account. None of all the others are banned. Well, what does that tell you? And these same people will tell you how corrupt the world is. And you'd say, okay, so if the world is really corrupt and politics is really corrupt and there's bad people, wouldn't they be censoring and silencing the people calling them out and the people that are reporting on them and telling the truth about them? Yeah, I guess that would be your logic there, wouldn't it? And they would give platforms and amplify the voices of the people that are falling for their propaganda. Oh, see how that works. That's what's happening right now. And, you know, there's another issue I always see here. And again, there was some off-air stuff that happened here that will be up at InfoWars and Van.video. And I asked Ye in an off-air little segment we had. And I was asking him, well, what do you think about the human interest story? Because you are the one saying you like Hitler. You are the one saying that you like Nazis. Of course, that's what the media is going to print. Of course, that's what your enemies are going to use against you. Like, obviously. But isn't the real human interest story that a celebrity has broke from Hollywood, that a celebrity has broke from the mainstream? And now we, the people who have been told we have to worship these stars, we, the people who have been told we have to idealize these stars, when really most of them are just scumbag trash human beings. And now we're looking at Ye saying, can you pull that curtain back? Can you tell us what goes on with Balenciaga child exploitation ads? Can you tell us what goes on with Kim Kardashian and the Kardashian family and all the weird stuff that happens there? Can you be the Toto that pulls the curtain back from Hollywood, which we're told is so great that we must idealize it and worship it and pay the movies and watch their award ceremonies? But yet, when we look behind the curtain, maybe it's not so great. Maybe we shouldn't have been so impressed. That's the human interest story for me. That's the human interest story that I think needs to be told. But Kanye told me, or Ye told me, he said, we'll publish this at Van.video. He said, well, I'm just saying the things that no one else will say just to kind of push the limit. And I don't want to paraphrase or misquote him, but the video will eventually be up at Van.video, HD video we're recording off air. But why is it always about Hitler? Why don't people complain about Mao Zedong or Pol Pot or Stalin or Lenin? It's always about Hitler. I guess that's because of World War II. The aftermath made the world order that we now live in, if you will. But it's funny, all you socialists out there, all you proud socialists, please do not forget that Hitler was a socialist. And in fact, Hitler launched his political platform out of the Socialist Workers' Party in Germany. The Socialist Workers' Party. What does that sound like? What do Hitler, Mao, Pol Pot, Stalin, and Lenin all have in common? They were all socialists or Nazis. In other words, they were all left-wingers. They were all left-wingers. So never forget that. The left-wing ideology kills hundreds of millions of people in the 20th century. Why are we still dealing with it in the 21st?
Christmas 2022 is almost here. And we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus the book, The Great Reset in the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more, at InfoWarsStore.com, and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait, take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
We're back live. Alex Jones in the seat here. You know, we've had 76 million people hit InfoWars today. That's people, not hits. I've only got 25 million viewers right now. We had 39 million viewers when Ye was on 10 minutes ago. That guy's definitely in the zeitgeist. And the system trying to suppress people's free speech has caused this. I do not agree with a lot of the things that were said here today. I made that clear. But when you've got a leftist media literally saying white people are inherently evil, that's Hitlerian. They can't then point at some black man who's criticizing the system and say, oh, he's Hitler. The dog does not hunt. So here's what I want to do. I'm going to go ahead and host into the next hour. I'm going to go ahead and host into the war room. Owen Schroyer is going to co-host with me. And we're going to open the phones up for that yay Kanye West interview you just heard in the last 3 hours. And we're going to take your phone calls today on that subject and on the First Amendment and what's happening. That one subject. I don't normally screen calls. Everybody knows that. Been free for alls yesterday. But today, I'm not going to your call if it's not on that Kanye West interview for 3 hours and 10 minutes you just heard earlier and all the subjects and topics we covered surrounding the First Amendment. That is a big horizon. That is a big field. That is a giant area to cover. And, you know, Ye said something that was really important when he was here. He said, you know, they say I'm autistic. Maybe I am. 100%, ladies and gentlemen, he's a musical genius, and he's really smart, but he's an idiot savant. And I'm not saying he's an idiot when Ye sees this later. I'm not saying you're an idiot. It's an idiot savant. And what he's saying is, I want to touch on all the taboos. I want to say the things that can't be said, and I get that, and he hasn't killed anybody. And he didn't round up Jews like George Soros did. I want to play that clip here, George Soros, in a minute. But I want to open the phones up, and I want to take your calls. So let's get the phone system powered up. It's been a big party atmosphere here with the crew running around talking to each other. That's great. But we're doing a show for the millions, the paltry 25 million that are still tuned in. Normally it's 3-4 million. So we got 25 million people watching. Like, you know, a football game's 100,000 in the stadium, millions watching. This is 25 million people watching right now. We should talk to them. We should decide this show's important. What we're covering on air has a little bit of value other than everybody running up and down the halls talking to each other right now. So I'm going to fire the phone system up, and I'm going to take your phone calls, ladies and gentlemen. So start your engines. I'll give the number out when we come back from this George Soros clip. They give ADL awards to George Soros when he rounded up Jews. They give Schwarzenegger, who said he hates Jews and loves Hitler, they give him awards. So is Kanye West? He's going to get a small award. He just loves Hitler. He didn't actually help Hitler. Now, if he helped Hitler, he'd be probably the head of the ADL. But he didn't. He was being tongue-in-cheek. I'm not even apologizing for him. I get the shock value of what he was saying. He goes, I love the Zionist. I love Stalin. I love Mao Zedong. I love them all. So it's all over the place, ladies and gentlemen, and it's gone super mega viral. Number one story in the world right now is this. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. Now, here's the problem with having 76, 77 million people so far tuning in today. It's only 3 or 4 million. This will cost me hundreds of thousands of dollars today. We have great bandwidth deals. But when you've got, not as people listen to audio, but you've got 30, 40, 50 million people in just the last couple hours tuned in, that costs some serious dinero. So Mr. Jones is bankrupt. I am bankrupt personally. I'm out of money, which is fine. I don't measure myself by that. It means nothing to me. Turn it on Access TV. But it still means something for me to get the mission done. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get books and films and supplements, great products. We got free shipping right now going at InfoWarsStore.com, Vitamineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula. These are incredible products that boost your immune system, empower your life. We're out of all the T-shirts. Everything's sold out, but a few left of the Alex Jones was Right shirt, so we printed the most of those. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Get an Alex Jones, number one New York Times bestseller, or number one world seller, Amazon. The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's available signed or unsigned at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And I can tell you, by next week, it will no longer be available signed at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want signed copies from InfoWarsStore.com, got a new deal with a new group, and we're going to have signed copies somewhere else, and it's going to cost more because we got to fund this operation. I'm not going to sit here. It's a free real world. I need funds to fight the New World Order. I need money because it's not just good enough. Oh, my God. Man, Alex Jones had 76 million people so far tuned in today. We got 25 million people tuned in 10 minutes ago when I checked on the damn meter. So, baby, woo, we're talking thousands of dollars every couple minutes. So you want somebody to fight? You want somebody to have their own infrastructure? You want somebody to have their own operation? You want somebody to do? Why didn't somebody just do it? Why didn't somebody have their own media? Why didn't somebody challenge the Silicon Valley in Hollywood? We're doing it. But wars cost money. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get the amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com. Here's the George Soros breakdown. We'll come right back to the number. I'll take your calls.
It was actually probably the happiest year of my life, that year of German occupation. For me, it was a very positive experience. It's a strange thing, you know, because you see incredible suffering around you, and in fact, you are in considerable danger yourself. But you're 14 years old and you don't believe that it can actually touch you. You have a belief in yourself, your belief in your father. It's a very happy-making, exhilarating experience.
While hundreds of thousands of Hungarian Jews were being shipped off to the death camps, George Soros accompanied his phony godfather on his appointed rounds, confiscating property from the Jews.
These are pictures from 1944 of what happened to George Soros' friends and neighbors.
You're a Hungarian Jew who escaped the Holocaust by posing as a Christian.
Right.
And you watched lots of people get shipped off to the death camps.
Right. I was 14 years old. And I would say that that's when my character was made.
In what way?
That one should think ahead, one should understand and anticipate events, and one is threatened. It was a tremendous threat of evil. I mean, it was a very personal experience of evil.
My understanding is that you went out with this protector of yours who swore that you were his adopted godson.
Yes.
Went out, in fact, and helped in the confiscation of property from the Jews.
That's right. Yes.
I mean, that sounds like an experience that would send lots of people to the psychiatric couch for many, many years. Was it difficult?
Not at all. Not at all. Maybe as a child you don't see the connection, but it created no problem at all.
No feeling of guilt?
No.
For example, that I'm Jewish, and here I am watching these people go, I could just as easily be there, I should be there, none of that.
Well, of course, I could be on the other side, or I could be the one from whom the thing is being taken away. But there was no sense that I shouldn't be there, because that was... well, actually, funny way, it's just like in markets, that if I weren't there, of course I wasn't doing it, but somebody else would be taking it away anyhow. In other words, whether I was there or not, I was only a spectator, the property was being taken away. So I had no role in taking away that property. So I had no sense of guilt.
Are you religious?
No.
Do you believe in God?
No.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Right now, okay, Nick Fuentes doesn't have a Twitter account. Alex Jones doesn't have a Twitter account. But hey, guess what, Elon? I got a Twitter. And today, I'm going to have Nick and Alex tweet from my account. You like that, Ari Emanuel?
I love the First Amendment. Long live ye. I pray to Jesus that Elon is for real. Bam! I'm back on Twitter!
Back on Twitter, baby! This is InfoWars, right? So you got some info warriors on both sides of you, and you fought for us. You've been fighting this battle for a long time, Alex, and we just got to salute you as a Christian and as American because you paved the way to make braver soldiers like us today. It's like Terminator Part 10 happening right now.
Well, it's lit, lit, lit. And the top story in the world is what happened. Gave Kanye West here on the show earlier. And Owen Shores had come in and host the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. I'll be hosting with him. We're going to open the phones up. You guys punch the phone system up for me. I think that'd be awesome. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. And it's on one topic, the First Amendment and free speech and those that want to control our minds and the yay interview, the Kanye West interview that we just did. 877-789-2539. And I'm not going to your call if it's not on that subject. We normally have free-for-alls. We had a free-for-all yesterday. It's on this subject. What do you think in the last 3.5 hours? What do you think in the 3 hours, 10 minutes with Ye West here in studio and what just went down? Because he's not the left out saying all white people are the devil and are evil. That's horrible. He's down here just saying another group's bad. I don't even agree with that. But my point is, how do you judge him when MSNBC and CNN, ABC and all the colleges and the high schools and the elementary schools tell little white kids they're bad because they're white? They're sitting there believing that. Little white kid. No kid deserves that, no matter what color they are. It's evil. It's the opposite of what Martin Luther King talks about that I agree with. I agree with Martin Luther King. I love Martin Luther King. I love everybody. I know black people love me. I love everybody. Anybody that's awake loves me. I am not going to be part of this, but I'm not going to sit there and have them point their finger at Ye and say he's the devil when he's trying to get them out of what they're doing when they are openly using race to control people. It's a spiritual war. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. We're taking your calls the next 3+ hours, 3 hours and 10 minutes, because my show ends in 10 minutes, but Owen's going to march right in here. He's going to sit down right next to me, and we're going to take call after call and play big excerpts of that incredible interview you just saw. But I want to encourage the 25, 30 million extra people that are tuned into our streams right now at Infowars.com, at man.video, and I want to encourage you. You know what happens? If you simply tell your email list, your text message, your friends, hey, here's the forbidden information. Alex Jones just had Kanye on. He's going to be playing big clips of that coming up. Hear what they don't want you to hear at Infowars.com/show. And then that causes a chain reaction. And in your text message, your email, or your word of mouth, you say, by the way, tell the people you tell to tune in to tell the people they tell to tune in and tell them 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 to tune in. And it's unstoppable. The fake false shots. The open borders, the devaluation of the currency, the shutting off our fuel supplies, the brainwashing our children. All you got to do is start using the human system we built of, hey, psh, this is a scam. Tell the next person. Psh, people used to trust humans. We used to love each other. We used to get that. And so if Ye's got to sit here and set off a political bomb with things he said that I don't even agree with much of it, it doesn't matter because it's about getting people thinking and talking, and we can end the New World Order and Klaus Schwab is a real Nazi and their whole system together right now. So I want everybody tune in right now. Over 20-plus million extra people tune in right now. I love our audience of 3-4 million at a time. Boy, you're awesome. But you're the dyed in the wool. You're the choir. You're the people that know. You're the people that fight. You're listening. You're black. You're white. You're Hispanic. You're Asian. You're old. You're young. You're gay. You're straight. You're all, but you love God. You love justice. You know things are wrong. You're tuned in. But today, we've got all these tens of millions of new people tuning in. Because this sucker, like you talk about Las Vegas, man, you pull that. I mean, yay. I never met him in person. Talked to him for years on the phone. To have him here and his whole idiot savant thing he had going on, which is not an insult. I call him an idiot. Idiot savant's everything. He's a genius. But they look like idiots to people that don't know what they're saying. They're an idiot savant because idiots don't get what they're saying. And yes, I am an idiot savant. There's no doubt about it. I know mathematical computations without even trying. I know politics and deep information, and it's incredible. But there's different types of idiot savants God's given us so many ways. In fact, all of us are a little bit of an idiot savant. And we had that big, black, beautiful idiot savant here today. He hadn't killed a person in his life saying, I got free speech and I'm done being told I'm a Nazi. So I embrace everything you say I am to stop giving them the power. He wasn't Adolf Hitler. He didn't run Nazi Germany. I bet his grandmother was a who knows what when this is all going on. And it's about saying, stop calling me that. Stop saying I'm that. And you call me an N-word, I take the N-word. He said that, and I use it. I get that. And you call me a Nazi, fine, I take that on. You call me Hitler, okay, I'm Hitler. But the truth is, the New World Order is way worse than Hitler. Hitler was a baby. Hitler was a joke compared to the New World Order and Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and everything they're doing. So do the millions upon millions. Imagine a sports stadium is 100,000. Last time I checked, 10, 15 minutes ago, we had 25, 26 million people, not on our 400 radio stations, not on the 100-plus TV stations, not on everywhere else to be cut up later. No, no, no. We had up to 39 million people at one time on Infowars.com. Now it's only 25 million. Imagine if you all simply share the links to this again, it'll go to 100 million. And then when I get a $1 million bill for all the bandwidth, hopefully we sell enough product at InfoWarsStore.com to pay that, because you want a war, you want free speech, you want a platform, you want a place where you're not censored. Well, you better pay up, folks, because this war doesn't happen for free. George Washington don't get his bullets out of his ass. And we don't get them out of the ethereal stuff from George Soros. InfoWarsStore.com. 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 Free shipping, everything there right now. Incredible products, books, films, you name it. InfoWarsStore.com. All right. Toll free number to join us. 877-789-2539. We got loaded phone lines. Ken and Uncle Sam. Oh, I love Uncle Sam. He hasn't gone on in years. He's a great talk show host in New Orleans. Uncle Sam, that's the real Uncle Sam. Bryce, Jimmy, T, Sarah, Bryce. Never get two Bryces in a row. That's weird. Orion, the Hunter, Open, and many others straight ahead when we start the War Room. So the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show is almost over. This historic broadcast is almost over. Look into my eyes once again. A green jewel. My stories are almost over. And then the fourth hour will begin in just a few minutes. So if the 25 million people would just go to Infowars.com/ Infowars.com. Infowars.com/show or band.video. And if you'll just share and say the verboten is here, what you're not supposed to hear is here. Excerpts of the big interview, your calls, Owen Schroyer, and so much more. We'll get Harrison Smith. I've seen him around the office. The host of American Journal, weekday mornings, 8 a.m. Central, here on the vaunted, embattled, battle-hardened Infowars.com. It's all coming up in the next 3 hours, call after call. And I'm going to do it again. I rarely do this. Our radio stations understand they can override us, run their own ads. We're going commercial free. We'll take a few breaks here, a few promos. We're going to continue on for the next 3 hours, cutting the regular commercials, to take your calls, to cover the news, and to share the word about the global awakening. Infowars.com/show. Infowars.com/show. And band.video and say, you want to hear what Kanye West is really saying? You want to hear what they don't want you to know? It's happening now. Right now at Infowars.com/show and band.video. All right. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back. And when we return, we will go directly to your calls and more straight ahead. But this is the human rebellion against tyranny. This is the free speech revolution. This is the info war. And it is exciting to have this great crew and exciting to have all these listeners and exciting to be standing in front of 30, 40, 50 million new people tuned in today in the Church of Truth, learning the truth. And we're going to talk directly to the people straight ahead as we go forward on this live Thursday, December.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.